Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. So, first thing I want to say really fast is I got a story about Foxy, where he gets kidnapped by a purple guy, and a certain main goal is a yandere. I'm not going to say who gave me this idea, Silver X Prime, but, however, I do want to say something else, too. I made a story not too long ago about technically furries are getting purged by the brothers, and I asked, you know, if you are a furry, if you're not a furry, or if you want death to the furries, or if you're neither. And someone, if not everyone, said death to the furries. That's the only thing that was marked. So I just want to say, if that is your answer, then I myself must be faded away, killed, lost to time and memory, if you catch my drift. Anywho, without further ado, here we go with a different and exciting story. Sit back, relax, grab some popcorn. Grab your husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, children, whatever. Maybe a stuffed teddy bear. And prepare for a story of love, terror, horror, and romance. It was just a normal day in Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. Mangle and Foxy were sitting together eating pizza that Chica made for the entire group. Foxy, as usual, was sitting in front of his TV. And there's a commercial for a wedding planner and ring service. Mangle, who was recently just glancing at the TV every here and there, grew interest in the commercial and said to Foxy, "Honey, when are we going to, you know, get married?" "Hmm? Why do you ask me, Auntie?" "We live here forever. We have plenty of time for us to get married," Fox replied. "Plenty of time isn't the problem. I want to get married soon."
Why are you so worried about me, Auntie? You live here with me anyway. There's no reason to rush things. We've only been dating for about 4 years.
Mangle replied, "That's the problem. 4 years, Foxy. 4 years. Don't you think sooner or later I'd like for us to settle down and start a family? Yes, I live here with you anyway, but I want to be more than just your friend, just your playmate. I want to be your wife. Someone who you could cherish and be proud of." Foxy didn't answer and continued to eat the pizza. Mangle groaned, "You're impossible." And she gets up and starts to walk away. Foxy says, "Where are you going?" "Going to talk to Chica." And she left. She went to talk to Chica, and she said, "Me and Foxy have been dating forever, it seems. Why won't he settle down and tie the knot?" Chica said, "Well, that's Foxy for ya. He won't be tying the knot anytime soon. He's not the kind of type to ask for things. You might have to ask him to marry you. He's just that kind of cowardly pirate." Mangle nodded and said, "I'll ask him when I get back." Before she went, though, she decided to go to the Fazbear Beauty Parlor to get all nice and pretty for Foxy, to see if she can somehow persuade him to ask her first. When she got back to Pirate's Cove, she didn't see Foxy. He didn't take any of his stuff with him. He wasn't there. She did notice the chain of his locket that was broken. It was on the floor. She was shocked. Foxy never went anywhere without his locket, and if the chain was broken, he would flip out. Something wasn't right. She saw a note laying next to the locket. Sorry, I had you on there. She read the note. I got your friend, your little lover. Do not worry, he is safe for right now. You know exactly who I am. I was the person possessing Springtrap. I will get my ultimate revenge on you for ruining my life by taking away someone who you hold dear from your life. You should have married me when you had the chance, Mangle. Now, you'll never marry anyone. Especially not this fox. Come to the back room in 20 minutes sharp. 1:58 a.m. She looked at the clock. It was 1:59. 1 minute ago is when Foxy was kidnapped. So she ran to the back room and stood there. I'm here. Where are you? So you showed up. Of course I did. Why wouldn't I? Well, are you going to marry me? Or does Foxy have to start, you know, then you start splitting some hairs? Mango pulled out a knife. You know exactly what the answer is. Looks like you want to start stabbing Foxy then? On the contrary. And Mangle ran at Purple Guy and sank the blade deep in his chest, piercing his heart as blood came from his mouth and his wound. I'd rather start killing you. And she pulled the knife out of him slowly. Purple Guy fell to the floor bleeding. He began to crawl slowly back towards the Springlock Bonnie suit. He looked at her and said as he died, as he was putting on the suit, "You may want me dead. And yes, my body may die. But my soul will possess this suit. You'll never get rid of me. I'll hunt you down to the ends of the earth. Yes, I will find you, and I'll kill you, just like I did when you were children." And with that, Purple Guy put the mask on, and his suit stopped moving as the spring lock slid into place. Mangle hugged Foxy and said, "I will never let anyone hurt you again." And for the longest time, if any child, mom, dad, or random person, including the Fazbear family, got too close to Foxy, they would end up with a knife in them or dead. Foxy was now Mangle's first priority, and she didn't want anything bad to happen to him ever again. 5 months later, Foxy
said to her, no matter what happens, you're always there for me. No matter what I do, you always support me. Wrangle, my love. I'm done being your friend. Now, I want to be your husband. Will you marry me? Mangle covered her mouth with her hand and said, yes, Foxy, yes. And they passionately kissed each other. And they got married. They have 14 kids now. Half looked like Foxy. And half looked like the unmangled version of Mangle and the unpirate version of Foxy. Mangle looked at Foxy and said, I dreamed of this day ever since the day we met. Foxy smiled at her and said, well, we got me a fox. A chicken never would have suited me. But another white fox. Perhaps that is what I'd be needing. And they kissed, and they all lived happily ever after. The end. Well, that's the story of Mangle going on, Dairy, on the account that I cut out the part about where she killed 17 children, 49 moms, and 18 and 35 men. So 183. So that's 1835, so that's... It's like 8,000 something. Yeah, she didn't want to kill him spree, but... Hey, don't get too close to Foxy, she said. No one listened. Anyway, that's, I didn't have time to write it out, so sorry about that. And also, I just woke up, so I'm a little tired. And yes, I know that Mangle's voice changed. I think it was regular to Russian or something. I'm sorry about that. Nonetheless, though, I hope you liked the story. Thank you for watching. And of course, if you want more videos by me, do not worry, because I'm going to holler for the fiction addiction. So I had yawn again. Thank you so much for watching, Bropa. How? And of course, everyone, remember to look into the shadows, because this world is a strange one. Keep your eyes peeled out there, because the menace never ends. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you, everyone. Remember to watch my YouTube channel. I'm Menace 2.0. And good night.